So first of all, tell us what the award was for.
The award is the Prince Philip Helicopter Award for the Rescue of the Year. And it's presented from the Honourable Company of Air Pilots, which is a livery company down in London in the Guildhall.
Excellent. And can you tell me a wee bit about how it came about?
Well,
why it was awarded?
I was part of the duty crew, and it is a crew award, so it's for all of us. And we were on duty back on January the 17th this year. Two climbers had gone missing on Tower Ridge and Ben Nevis, and the MRT couldn't get to them because the weather was quite bad. Blizzards and snowstorms going through the Ben, quite low cloud as well. And it's just one of those classic Scottish nights. So we launched and had to do a very low transit up through the Western Isles to get up to Fort William, which took a fair while and a bit of effort. But once we got there, we had to make numerous attempts to get into the valley at the top of Ben Nevis to try and get hold of them. But each time the weather forced us out. And over the period of about two and a half hours, we made numerous attempts to get into the valley, each time being forced out by the weather, being not visual with the cliff side as we were coming in, and then having to do what we call a blind valley turn, which is just turning without visual, being visual with the other side of the valley, until it was just not possible to go on with the weather. And we were sent back to Prestwick, where we're based, to plan for another rescue on the Isle of Egg, when the police said they were getting more concerned for these two climbers and sent us back in. And we transited back up, and that was about 4 o'clock in the morning. And we made another attempt to get into the valley, and downdrafts forced us out. And then on the second attempt, we managed to get close enough into the cliffside to basically hover taxi along the cliff line just below the cloud. And we just stayed visual with what we could see out the side of the window because we couldn't see forward. So just basically stuck to the side of the cliff with the searchlight on a bit of the cliff and then just taxied along until we got visual with the two climbers, managed to get them in, and then dropped them back at Fort William and got them back safely. And that was our third rescue of the day anyway because we'd done two previous to that.
And how unique a situation is that?
I think it's unique to the area. Certainly in the British Isles, the Scottish Highlands provide a unique environment to operate, to have the height and the extremes of the weather that comes through in the wintertime. It's just a real challenge to how you go about planning the rescue and how you coordinate as a crew to do it. So it requires all four people in the crew to be doing absolutely everything on the game at that time, because that one slip could obviously have fatal consequences. And that's what when the award got given, part of the citation said, there was a acceptance of risk to a point where we had to commit to the side of the cliff and had very little options should anything go wrong.
Is it kind of bittersweet to kind of get this award just in the last few months of kind of Gannet wrapping up?
Yeah, it's sad to see that Gannet going. Obviously, the Bristow Helicopter Corporation that's taking over from us doing the contractual flying for search and rescue. It's good to see them up and running at Prestwick Airport to take over. But for us, it'll be the end of an era. And this isn't just the one award throughout the years of Gannet SAR flight and 819 Squadron before that. We've had numerous Air Force Crosses, Queen's Commendations for bravery, and also we've won this award before as well. And so it is sad to see the end of Gannet, but we know that there's a part of history that's now kind of defined by us, that we've been noted by history, by the awards, and by the attention and the support we get from the local community.
And what preparations are being made for leaving Gannet?
Well, HMS Gannet itself will hopefully continue. We're just in the planning phase at that moment of what the Gannet will do afterwards. With Gannet SAR flight, that will decommission. The aircraft will be taken back to a central stock and either sold or given as gate guards to certain key locations. The personnel will move on to other jobs within the military. But we'll be having a decommissioning ceremony here at the base and marking that. And we're also planning to do a flight around our area in early January with a couple of aircraft in formation and touching those key points that we've been to. So the air-sea front to fly through Glasgow up to Ben Nevis via Glencoe, then down via Edinburgh and back to Prestwick Airport to show the people one last time the aircraft that have been keeping them safe for the last 20 to 30 years.